Okay, you've done it. You've made it. And I want to start this last one with the thing I wish someone had handed me, not as a lesson, not as advice, just as truth on a piece of paper. On one of many nights where I sat alone trying to math my way out of a feeling, here it is. You cannot think your way into feeling safe with money. You have to feel your way there. I know, not what a certified financial planner is supposed to say to you, but stay with me. There was a night a few years ago into rebuilding my life after everything fell apart, where I sat at my kitchen table with a legal pad and I made the most detailed, most thorough, most color-coded financial plan I had ever made in my life. And I felt better for about an hour, maybe less. And then the anxiety came back because the plan did not touch the thing underneath the plan. The thing underneath was this. I didn't believe I was allowed to be okay. Not financially okay, just okay. Safe. Enough. I had been carrying a story for so long that I had to earn safety, had to prove I deserved stability, had to keep moving or everything would fall apart, that no amount of planning could ever reach that. That story lived in my body, and that's the only place it could be healed. So that's where we're going to go right now, into your body. Put one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly. I want you to feel your breath moving in and out, in and out. Now, I want you to just notice for a moment that you have survived every financial moment you've ever had. Everything scary, everything good, everything. Now, grab your pen, three things, write them down. One, a money moment you survived that you weren't sure you would. Two, one financial decision you made that you're actually proud of. Doesn't have to be big, could be something really small. Three, one thing you want to feel about money that you don't feel yet. Take some time, write all three. I mean, don't skip this part. This is the work. Now look at what you wrote. The first one is proof that you are more resilient than your anxiety, fear, misbelief, anything gives you credit for, shame. The second one is proof that you already have the capacity for good decisions. It's already in you. And the third one, that is not a wish. That is a destination, and that is where you're going. So finding your steady, it doesn't mean never feeling scared about money. It means the fear stops being the driver. It means you can check your account without your nervous system going offline. It means you can make decisions from your values instead of your panic. It means you can look at an uncertain future and say, not with false positivity, not with toxic optimism, but with something real. I've got this, not because the numbers are perfect, but because I am. Now say this out loud one last time. All of us together, you, me, everyone who has ever been exactly where you are right now. I am not my bank balance. My worth is not a number. And I am allowed to feel safe. Yeah, say it again. Stand on your rooftop, like say it louder, like you've been waiting your entire life to believe it, because you have. This is the work, and you have already started it. If you want to go deeper, if you want a room full of women who are in this with you, who are rebuilding their relationship with money from the inside out, who will see you and hold you to the version of yourself that you're trying to emerge, I would love for you to learn about Money Steady. It's my 6-week cohort and it is built exactly for who you are and where you are right now. But whatever your next step is, you have everything you need to begin. Name the trigger, understand the shift, find your steady. Look, I'm so proud of you being here. Now go do something genuinely kind for yourself, not as a reward, not because you earned it, just because you're allowed to. That is the whole lesson right there. Thanks so much for joining me in this session. Go back and listen to these audios whenever you need just a little extra. And I'll see you in Money Steady.